It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's intrepid, adventurous, courageous reporter. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Well, we start off with some excitement in North Canaan. There was a slew of car thefts up there this past week. The last I heard, they had recovered one of the cars, and not another. There were s smashing of windshields, it appeared to be a gang who obviously was on a rampage up there. And the resident trooper, reported it, and again warned people, do not leave your car doors open. Do not leave the keys in the car. Do not leave important things in the car. Canaan has been hit more than most towns with this. Actually, I think there was it also streamed into Lakeville. So people are upset, to
Was
be
it a
sure. And
specific area or just all over the place?
well, there was Barlow Street in Canaan, and several streets, I guess, got hit. But this is becoming a problem, and it's not locals. They're coming from other areas and causing havoc. So we'll be following up to see, if these cars are recovered and what happens. But the message out there
So
is
what were
clear.
they doing? They smashed the window to take the car?
Yeah, or got angry when they couldn't, and just out of spite. Not sure, but
Just
it
hurt the
messy.
thing anyway. Yeah. Did they know if anybody had things stolen or no?
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll break in to steal specific things. It's hard to tell,
So
But
it's
yeah, I hope it's from outside. I hope it's not local people doing this.
it sounded like it was from outside, and I haven't followed up. Well, I haven't seen a follow up on the police report, but I'm sure we'll get one. In Sharon this week, Johanna Hayes, our congresswoman, was at a home with her Democratic supporters were out in force. We're coming up to the midterms, and as you all know, in November, she is running for her fifth term. And she talked about, what it's like in Washington at this point. She talked about the things she's accomplished. She's very much into education as the former, she was a former Teacher of the Year in Waterbury. And so education is top of her list and commitment. Maria Horn was also there, as was Aaron Zimmer, who's running for the 30th Senatorial District. They spoke about one of the big things is agriculture, and we are one of the few areas still that have farming here, and how they are working to support these farmers. There was talk of immigration. There was talk of environment, and obviously, her supporters were out and very much in her favor.
Anybody planning any debates or appearances that are not
She was
partisan?
asked that, and she said, we'd be willing. She Mar and Maria and Aunt Erin all said they'd be willing to debate. Haven't heard anything yet. Usually the League of Women Voters takes that on, but nothing has been scheduled as of yet. So let's hope. Her opponent is Chris Shea, who's tossed his hat into the ring. Aaron Zimmer's opponent, he's running against Stephen Harding, who's the state senator right now. So, and looking ahead, well, Mike, what's happening with the Holly Place.
So far, it seems to be unknown. They
According
sent
to
out
the
for soil testing, but nobody's heard, or maybe you've heard. I haven't heard anything about tests
No,
results.
they're awaiting the results, is what
I
I've
mean,
heard.
how long does it take to test the soil? It's
Don't
and
know.
the and the site
Oh,
down there. I see signs going up on there that I think have been being put up by private people about the contaminated site and to stay away from it because one came down and another one went up. Or so I don't know what the battle is on that over there, but as I think I've said before, the site as far as secure is not that secure. I'll be very frank about that. It's kind of rickety, and you would think a site with that kind of situation would be very secure, and it's not. So I don't know what's going on there, but the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission sent out a newsletter thing over the past week, week and a half, and they talked about the bidding going out on Dresser Woods and all kinds of other things, but there was no mention of what's going to happen there at this point.
And in line with affordable housing, I passed on Saturday on Route 7 in Cornwall and saw the beginnings of modular homes on that property. If you remember, it was a contaminated site on Route 7, just south of the Cornwall Inn area, if you know where that is.
Yeah, I do.
And the housing trust or corporation, I can't keep track of who's what in what towns, but one of the affordable housing groups is putting up houses in that area, and I just noticed them Saturday that they're starting. So I will be calling and find out the details and what when things are starting to pop there. So
And you say it looks like modulars are coming in?
looks
Good.
just
Well, that's an
so
effective way and a fast way to do them.
Was it
And
decontaminated?
it was an old factory of sorts, and they have worked to I don't I shouldn't say it was contaminated. They tested it, and I think everything came back okay. But there was
Okay.
a question about what had been on that site previously. But I will get more information. I've got to follow up on that. It just, as I say, it just came upon it when I was going by. So,
Sometimes the best way to find things out is you go by and you go,
you
hey,
go
what's
by,
that?
but and sometimes you just don't notice it. So I was happy to see that I was observant this time. I could, so well, again, that group has worked very hard. They've put some houses up on Town Street, these were, much needed. Cornwall really went through a large, the housing costs just really were out of sight there, as with most towns, but really just it was out of the reach of most people. And so this will be very helpful,
Do you
helping to
know
keep locals there.
is Cornwall
Maybe I
doing
will.
these as ownership or are these rentals?
The ones that they did on Town Street and some other spot in Cornwall are ownership. I believe these two will be ownership, but again, I have to check that out. No,
And
the ones on Town Street were similar to the one ones on Perry Street. Those were all part of this one project. Some in Washington, some in Cornwall, some in Lakeville. It was a special program, and they got these are home ownership ones.
yeah, and that's all
But
nice,
the
but as
more.
far as the long-term solution to affordable, I know there's more rentals starting to be built, like they're going to do in Salisbury and Lakeville. The ownership is a good thing, no doubt about it, but to get younger people going, sometimes ownership is not possible at the
You have
moment,
to come up with,
and rental will give you, if you can give them a reasonable rent where they can put aside enough money for a mortgage and what it takes to buy a house, regardless of whether it's supported by affordable or not. I think sometimes we're a little short on the rentals because if you look through and you see the prices of rentals around here, they are just off the
Out of sight.
wall.
And I'm going to interject here and try and be nice about it. Not only are they insane, it is, I'm sorry, not affordable for someone who is busting their butt trying to be a good kid to get into something. Impossible without assistance. Impossible. Can't be done. So I mention that because, again, the and what I was also curious about when you were talking about the two homes. So is the mortgage provided for, or are they given mortgage free? How does that work?
They have to come up with a down payment
Okay.
and then
That was
pay.
it.
As I recall, on the ones that are already up. I don't know about these in
That's
Cornwall.
it. I was just curious.
Yeah, and also, the land stays with the corporation, the housing, the house is theirs, the land is
Yeah,
not.
and there's usually restrictions on what they can sell it for in the future as well, trying to keep
Yeah, it
that
has to stay
somewhat
affordable.
inaffordable, and that's kind of a hard thing to predict, what is going to be affordable, say, 5 years from now.
Yeah, but you're right, Jill. These rentals are out of sight. When you see, $2,000 for a tiny little
Well,
place.
yeah, and as she was saying, just
That's
getting
their
into it,
target.
they usually look for first, last, and a security usually equal to that. So if you're looking at 2,000 a month, you're looking at 6 grand just to get the keys.
Just had it the other day. Just had it the other day, and I flipped my, can't say it on the radio. Because it's not doable, not doable. And then some that already you're underwater. And we're talking about people who pretty much work their butts off, and all they need is a need a little help. And it's 6 grand a crack with a straight face. The less said, the better. Sorry.
Well, yeah, and the 6 grand number is based on really not necessarily an apartment that would be good for a family. You're talking units that are single bedroom that are going for that or better. And if you have a
We're
family,
talking two people.
you can't you, you're what you would have as down payment money to buy a house is locked up in the deposits and stuff, and you don't get that back until after the fact. So how are you supposed to use that to move forward? So there's so many complexities involved in actually making affordable housing affordable and creating affordable housing that keeps a long term to bring people in town. See, the rental is an important part of bringing people into town, I think, new people or keeping people that were here in town by providing a rental system that works for them. And I would say, like, for example, if it's being held by a trust or one of the nonprofits, you make that deposit money accessible to them if they are in the process of buying a house now to move along to the next level. Just kind of a suggestion there, but as Jill's saying, the
And
whole problem is that you get into a rental with the idea you're going to be around, build up your war chest and everything, and unfortunately, you can't get there.
just to be fair, we are not talking about affordable housing. We're just talking about a regular rental. We are talking, but I will say that on the topic of first month, last month, and security, I have a situation right now where they have been part of the they have rented from this company, and but they need a deposit to move into their they need the same thing to move into their new apartment because they can't get their old apartment, same company. In other words, they did first month whatever their security for their last apartment, but they can't get into their new apartment. It reminds me of a really hellacious a trip to California I once had where the my connect the my plane that I was on from New York was supposed to land at the gate where the flight that I was connecting to was taking off from. That worked well. This is a similar situation. They can't get out. I mean, they have to find the money to provide a new security deposit, so that they can move to their new apartment without, before they get their old security deposit back. And the only reason I'm mentioning this is because it's almost impossible. It is impossible if you do not have an underwriter, a backer, or anything. It's impossible. Can't do it.
Yeah.
And I just find it personally, and again, just my opinion. It's like you're supposed to be trying to make things work, not making things impossible. And anyone who ran a lemonade stand as a kid understands basic, and you can see all of the places where it is blocked. Well, okay, but you can't do this. All right, yes, that's fine, but you can't do this. Until finally, you get to this place where we are now.
Yeah.
Just by the way, it's all very fine to, it's interesting to, I'm going to say, write about it and theorize about it. In practice, it's diabolical. And again, to be fair, this is not an affordable housing thing. This is just a regular, hey, trying to live and work here.
All righty.
Okay,
All righty.
let's just look ahead to the week. We have tonight the last of the first Tuesdays at 7 at the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society's meeting house. Lou Bucherri, who was supposed to be the first or second, I guess the second in July, when the storm hit, July 4th, had to cancel. And so he'll be speaking on the other Allens, meaning Heman and Ethan Allen's brothers. That's at 7 o'clock at the meeting house. And then, of course, we have on Thursday the historic festival parade at Lime Rock Park. That's always fun with all those cars that line up at the park and then travel through Lakeville, Salisbury into Falls Village, where they park, and people can get a close-up look at them. And there's music, food, refreshments. It's another car show. So,
Falls, are you riding in a car?
no, actually, I'm
You're
not
not.
going. I have another commitment. First time in a long time, I'm missing it. Yeah. So,
Your streak is broken. And what did I want to do? And did you mention back to school?
I think we talked about that last week, but
They're all
yeah.
back to school. In Connecticut, they're back to school. Another
In
one too,
Connecticut,
Ruth, is
the only people who are cool.
the library in Cornwall is having their annual Labor Day art sale.
Right.
And that's
And
an
they're
interesting one because people bring in stuff that they don't want anymore.
also, there's the studio tour in Cornwall where you can go and visit a bunch of studios in the town. There's a if you go on to David Colbert has a map and list of all the studios you can go to on Saturday throughout the town, jewelry making and shoemaking and artists and painters and photographers and such. So it's going to be a big art day in Cornwall. Yep. So
Art
busy
weekend.
weekend, Labor Day weekend, but school has started. Region one started early this year. And I don't know, New York State probably hasn't started yet. I don't know.
New
I
York
wish
State,
I could.
as far as I know, it actually depends on the town, but I do know that it's quite city schools are not starting till the 10th, which is late, really late for them.
That's very late. Oh, yeah.
Well, some
Well,
things just are different than they have been.
so it's a last of the hurrah weekend, summer weekend. That's it.
That's
Yep.
it.
Yeah.
Remember, Monday is the actual holiday, and so you won't be able to go to the bank or the post office, and government people will stay home, and there will be peace everywhere. Anything else?
I think that's what
I
I've
hear
got.
silence everywhere, so I assume that
Only because
means we've run out of
26.
gas and it's time to take a detour to the next filling station.
No, I just am smiling because traditionally whether or not your government. I've always noticed that people tend to not go to work unless they are essential work, et cetera, on Labor Day. It's just one of those things. But for that, you will labor, I will labor, Ruth will labor. So I will say thank you very much. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's rambling, roving, courageous, adventurous, etc. reporter on Robinhood Radio.